Alaska Electric Light and Power says it needs the additional revenue to cover higher operating costs since the last rate increase 6 years ago. It also needs to recover its investment in the Lake Dorothy Hydroelectric Project. The new plant went into operation in August 2009. Utility regulations require new projects be complete and part of the operating system before a company can include an investment in its rate base. The principle is called used and useful, and it was a major focus of the arguments of Juno People's Power Project, a citizens group that intervened in the case. At May's evidentiary hearing in Juno, J3P asserted that AEL&P's decision to construct Lake Dorothy was not prudent, because it mainly provides year-round power to the Hecla Greens Creek mine. J3P Representative Randy Sutak argued the company should not be allowed to recover Lake Dorothy costs through rates charged to Juno's homes and businesses, known as firm customers. Sutak says he's surprised at the commission's decision.
The standard of proof we know would be high, but we felt that we met that burden on several of the points, especially the used and usefulness for Lake Dorothy, when we could show by their own records that they were selling excess electricity from Snettisham, that the firm ratepayers certainly didn't need Lake Dorothy.
Greens Creek Mine is Juno's largest private sector employer. AEL&P's power sales agreement with the mine was approved by the RCA several years ago. The utility sells power in the summer to Princess Cruise Lines, also on an interruptible basis. Rates to both companies increased 100% when the Lake Dorothy facility came online. The Regulatory Commission agreed with the utility that Lake Dorothy benefits Juno all the time because it can serve the town's load when it's needed. Scott Willis is AEL&P's generation engineer. He says when Snettisham Hydroelectric Project is down, Lake Dorothy power is turned to Juno, or when lake levels are low.
We had interrupted nearly all the deliveries to Greens Creek Mine in early April, and they've been off pretty much all summer long because of the dry weather we've had. All that Lake Dorothy energy was devoted to our firm customers, not to Greens Creek.
With August's heavy rains, the reservoirs have begun to fill, and AEL&P is again selling power to Greens Creek Mine. The Regulatory Commission found that AEL&P sales to the interruptible customers help lower the cost of electricity to firm ratepayers, as the company has claimed. The RCA also noted that Lake Dorothy reduces the need for expensive diesel generation when demand exceeds hydro capacity in Juno. Construction of the new project totaled $78.5 million. That's $25 million more than estimated. During rate case proceedings, J3P asserted that cost overruns were due to improper construction management practices. Again, commissioners said AEL&P convinced them project management was prudent. The RCA found that AEL&P's revenue deficiency of nearly $7 million could actually be recovered through a 27% across-the-board increase. But the company agreed going into the rate case to leave the other 3% on the table. Willis says it represents operating and capital funds, but 24% gives the privately owned company enough to safely and reliably operate.
We may wind up deferring a particular capital investment somewhere along the line for a year or two. It means that our shareholders will have smaller dividends, or that there won't be as much money to invest in new capital projects.
J3P Sutak wonders what else that 3% might mean.
Does that mean that in the near future they are still going for another large increase? While the rate increase of 24% is seen as legal, I find it hard to believe that it could be found just.
Costs continue to rise and there will be need for future rate increases. Willis says AEL&P has been hearing from customers on that subject.
In the course of all this back and forth with the rate case over the last year and a half, we did hear from our customers that there seems to be a preference for more frequent, smaller increases than going a long time between rate increases and having larger ones. We don't have any specific plans on when we might go in for our next rate increase, but every year we look at how our costs are, how our sales are, and make a judgment based on that.
The Regulatory Commission's order allowed the company to begin charging the higher rate on Friday, the day the order was issued. The RCA decision can be appealed within 30 days, but J3P's Sue Tech says the citizens group probably could not afford to mount the effort. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.